This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Now for another story about data being used in unintended ways. The Environmental Protection Agency is about to make a big change that powerful industries have been asking for decades. The change is to the way the agency vets scientific studies, say one that links a chemical to cancer. Those studies will now have to be more transparent and show their work. Critics, though, say the move may be less about transparency and more about giving opponents of regulation the opportunity to undermine the science. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
Here's the Trump administration's version of the story. It is bringing transparency to academic studies that lead to regulation. Show your work, root out secret science. Here's EPA head Scott Pruitt in an Oregon radio interview last Thursday.
I'm issuing a memo here pretty soon that says, look, as we do rulemaking, if we use science outside the agency with a third party, the methodology and data needs to be transparent and objective for the American people to consume.
Under the new policy, scientific study authors will have to share their raw data so it can be picked apart and chewed over. Bravo, says Jim Tozzi. He's worked in the past for chemical and tobacco interests.
If you want to get into this hot game, you got to take the heat. And if you can't, put your laboratory coat and stay with the rats.
But here's the thing. Raw data can get twisted and distorted, says retired epidemiologist Colin Soskolny. There's an old saying, the data are like captured spies. Torture them and they'll tell you what you want.
Anyone with malevolent intent can take your data and tease out of data anything that you wanted to say.
It happened to him. In the 1970s, he found a link between oil refinery workers and throat cancer. The refinery belonged to Exxon.
The corporation employed the services of a private consulting firm of epidemiologists and at the time paid them handsomely, as I understand it, to, so to speak, kill the finding.
To critics of this EPA, what's really going on here is that the regulators don't want to regulate. Epidemiologist David Michaels is a former worker safety regulator. His book on industry influence over science is called Doubt is Their Product.
This is an attempt to handcuff the EPA and to stop them from using new science to protect the public. People will die. Exposure to pollution kills thousands of people a year.
He dates this tactic to tobacco industry strategy memos. Today, this new process could undercut several rules, including one on what's called PM2.5. It's a key pollutant linked to heart disease and asthma. Former coal executive Steve Malloy served on the transition team for the current EPA.
The benefits of the Clean Air Act depend on the notion that PM2.5 kills people. Now, I personally think the science is lousy.
Malloy attended a recent meeting with EPA head Pruitt, and he says many more science changes are coming to the agency. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.